Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of November, 2007. It was on this day in 1907, Oklahoma became a state, the 46th state of the nation, about 17 years after the great Oklahoma land rush of April 22, 1889, when the federal government announced that a 2-million-acre section of Indian territory has been opened up for settlement. It's the birthday of the playwright George S. Kaufman, born in Pittsburgh, 1889, who inherited a terrible case of hypochondria from his mother, who would not let him play with other children for fear of germs, wouldn't let him drink milk either, only boiled water. By the time he was an adult, George S. Kaufman was terrified of being touched. He didn't care to shake hands with people. He was afraid of dying in his sleep, and so often did not sleep for days. But despite all of these quirks, Kaufman managed to co-write more hit plays than anyone else in the history of Broadway, including Animal Crackers, starring the Marx Brothers in 1928, and Strike Up the Band, and You Can't Take It With You. His partners, through the years, all said that George S. Kaufman was a very meticulous rewriter and polisher, that he was never satisfied with the script, even up until the last minute, even when everyone else was sure that the play would be a great triumph on opening nights. George S. Kaufman was backstage, pale, terrified that the play would be a complete flop. It's the birthday of the novelist Andrea Barrett, born in Boston, 1954, known for writing about botanists and oceanographers and geologists in novels such as The Forms of Water and The Voyage of the Narwhal. Andrea Barrett, who said, "I think science and writing are utterly the same thing. They're completely rooted in passion and desire, if they're any good at all. You can fall in love with the natural world in the same way you fall in love with a person. There's that same sense of helplessness, of lacking control over how much of your life you want to devote to it." Her most recent book came out last month, The Air We Breathe. It's the birthday of the novelist Chinua Achebe, born in Ogidi, Nigeria, in 1930. He studied literature at a school run by Europeans, and when he first read Joseph Conrad's novel Heart of Darkness about the colonization of Africa, Chinua Achebe realized that nobody had written a novel from the point of view of the Africans. So he wrote Things Fall Apart, published in 1958. It became an international bestseller. And it's the birthday of the novelist José Saramago, born in a little village northeast of Lisbon, Portugal, in 1922. Published a few novels when he was in his 20s, stopped writing fiction for the next 30 years because he had nothing to say, then wrote a novel about people of a small town called Raised from the Ground, and in 1998, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Cushman, entitled Beside the Point. The sky has never won a prize. The clouds have no careers. The rainbow doesn't say, my work, thank goodness. The rock in the creeks, not so productive. The mud on the banks, not too pragmatic. There's nothing useful in the noise the wind makes in the leaves. Buck up now, my fellow superfluity, and let's both be of that worthless ilk, self-indulgent as shooting stars, self-absorbed as sunsets. Who cares if we're inconsequential? At least we can revel, too good for nothings, in our irrelevance. At least come and make no difference with me. Beside the Point, a poem by Stephen Cushman, used here by permission from the poet, on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.